USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is trying to convince Republicans to vote for his infrastructure and jobs plan during a trip to Louisiana.
When you build better roads or extend the train line over the next town or install reliable high-speed internet, it sparks new life and investment in communities. It gives people hope.
Republicans are showing reluctance at the plan, with the price tag nearing $4 trillion. The president said, though, he is willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Idaho, say that a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. After the shooting, parents were directed to a nearby high school to pick up their children. Police say they now have the girl in custody and that the injuries are not life-threatening. They say they're investigating a motive and also where she obtained the gun. This is USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Americans all over the country are pausing at this time for the National Day of Prayer. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham, that our prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings. Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The company is signing an agreement with the IOC to give doses of shots beginning July 23rd. Officials saying the donation is another part of their efforts to help make the Olympic and Paralympic Games safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People across the country are taking time for the National Day of Prayer. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham, that our prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings. Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
England and France are disputing fishing rights off the coast of France. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
A maritime standoff between British and France is unfolding as Navy ships from the two countries converge in the waters off the coast island of Jersey, where dozens of French fishermen's boats threaten to block a port. It all started when England left the European Union. Prime Minister Boris Johnson dispatched two British Navy ships as a precautionary measure. On Thursday, France deployed two naval patrol vessels near Jersey, about 14 miles off the French coast in the English Channel, to ensure safety of navigation as well as the safeguard of human life at sea. Fishing was one of the sorest subjects when Britain negotiated its new trade deal with the European Union, which went into effect in January. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.